Well, now to another prize winner, Jonathan Pryce. He's a prolific stage and film performer with a huge reputation. You might have seen him in such films as Brazil, Vita, Tomorrow Never Dies, even Pirates of the Caribbean. And his theatre work has won him many fans and awards. His performance of Hamlet at the Royal Court in London 32 years ago is still talked about. It won him an Olivier Award. He's also won two Tonys for performances on Broadway. But it was a very big musical which got Jonathan Pryce interested in performing in Miss Saigon, as he reveals in Top Shelf. This is Jonathan's list of his creative influences.
Well, I was trying to think of things that had the most influence on my own career, and came down to thinking about when I was playing Macbeth in Stratford with the Royal Shakespeare Company, and went to see a production of Les Miserables, and I wasn't a great musical theatre fan. I went to see it purely because Patti LuPone, who was a friend of mine, was in it, and I was completely bowled over by it and was spent most of the time either laughing or crying, and compared it to my experience that I was having in Stratford playing Macbeth. And that led to looking for a musical for me to do, which then led on to my doing Miss Saigon, which is age 40-something, was the first musical I ever did. And I still look back at Les Mis, and I just looked at their 25th anniversary recording, and it's, I suppose, they'd hate me to say, but it's how, Noel Coward said, how potent cheap music is, and it's so Les Mis, very strong in my mind. Which leads me on to music. I've had many wonderful experiences in the classical concert theatre. My love of music, and a period in my life when it was very formative, was when I was a very young teenager. And we used to gather in a friend's house, and he had a record player. I grew up in a small village in North Wales. And we used to gather in a guy's house who had a record player, and we used to, I can't believe we did it, but we'd sit around and listen to Buddy Holly records.
Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day it's getting faster.
Everyone said go. Buddy Holly, and that time stayed with me all the way up until we started to have children. And rocking my kids to sleep at night, the only songs I realized I knew all the words to were Buddy Holly songs. So they were rocked to sleep with Buddy Holly.
True love from me. Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey.
Painting and art, which takes up a huge part of my life. I originally wanted to be an artist and went to art school for 5 years. And for a long time afterwards, when I got involved in theatre, I never painted or drew. And I started drawing again about 5 years ago, going to life class. And I think the artist who's had the most influence on how I would want to paint is Lucian Freud, and I respond to his paintings. I think they're extraordinary in their sort of compassion, or sometimes lack of compassion, for the human being. But they make bodies into landscapes. I mean, it's extraordinary depth of his work. And I had the honor, yes, of meeting him when he actually came to see a play I was doing. He never goes to the theatre, so I was very honoured. It was a play that I think would have attracted him anyway. It's called The Goat. Edward Albee play where a man who falls in love with the goat. So I think Lucian had was very strongly drawn to it. I don't know where to begin in film. The influence on my life was Saturday matinees, because there was no theatre in Wales where I grew up, and so we'd go to the local, we called it a flea pit, it was, I suppose it was quite a nice cinema really, seeing the kids' films, and especially seeing the weekly serial of Flash Gordon, which cut to, yeah, in like 40 years later, I see overtones of Flash Gordon in Brazil with Terry Gilliam, which was again a very important film for me as an actor.
The Welsh actor Jonathan Pryce there with his list of creative influences, and Jonathan brings us to the end of Books and Arts Daily for another week.